It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Stephen Smith in for John Moe. Apple is announcing an announcement for next week, and that always gets us buzzing. The technoshenties say it will be the release of iPad version 2. Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET.com, says Apple will try to stay ahead of the pack with a new tablet.
With all of the kind of Android competition, people are looking at the iPad now saying, you know, this thing is a little bit big and heavy, and it doesn't have cameras. I think that is the major change that you can expect to see in the iPad, that there will be a front-facing camera that you could use to do video conferencing, FaceTime, and possibly a camera on the back like we've seen on some of the new Android tablets.
But is adding a camera really staying ahead of the curve? That doesn't sound like much of a improvement.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll see it'll get smaller and thinner. You never know. They may throw in extra features like a GPS. There have been rumors that there might be something like that so that it could do mapping. And really, I think with Apple, it's all about making sure that the device is still thin, sexy, as good as the competition, maybe not even better because, let's be honest, they can rest on the fact that they're still the ones with all the applications.
And the new tablet that came out this week that is getting a lot of buzz is the Motorola Zoom. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the Zoom is a very promising tablet. It's probably the first very serious iPad competitor we've seen. It's a 10-inch tablet just like the iPad, and it's a little bit longer and narrower, so it's really good for watching movies. It really has that kind of movie screen look to it. It's extremely sexy hardware. It has a very powerful processor, so it's actually a faster little mini computer than the iPad is. It has the cameras that we talked about, and then it has the different operating system, which a lot of people really like. It's much more geared toward tablets, and it really, the Zoom operates much more like a miniature computer than an overgrown iPhone.
Right, and one of the things that people say about the iPad is that it's a great media device, but not necessarily a great creation or computing device.
Exactly. It doesn't really have the power to be a full-fledged mini computer, and it doesn't really have the utility to be something that you could use for both work and play. So I think a lot of business travelers are finding that they leave the iPad at home because they still need the laptop. Something like a Zoom or even a 7-inch tablet has enough power or the right size that you might take it instead of a laptop.
So if I'm in the mood to buy now, and I know that this announcement of an announcement has come out from Apple that they're going to talk about the iPad too. What do I do? Should I wait, or is it really going to make that much of a difference?
I think most people should probably wait because this is a market that's absolutely going crazy. I mean, there are, you know, tablets coming out from almost everybody. And so right now, the iPad and the Zoom are the two big players. By, you know, summer, there could be 5 or 6 big players. And the main thing that I would caution is do not sign one of these contracts for a new tablet that has that Verizon service built in, because you will definitely have buyer's regret by June.
Because there'll be just so much competition for those contracts that prices are going to drop.
Prices are going to drop, and you don't want to lock yourself into a specific device for the next year or two, knowing that this is basically the Wild West right now in terms of tablets. I think there's going to be a lot of experimentation. There's going to be a lot of different versions of the tablets, and it's a great time to be a buyer, and a really bad time to say, I'm going to sign up for just one of these things for a year or two.
I think I need an app to know when to buy a tablet.
I think so. That would be the killer app.
Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET.com. The expected iPad 2 unveiling is Wednesday. Google has a new way to search for recipes on the web. It's called Recipe View. Joe Yonan, food editor of The Washington Post, says almost any new features would improve on how Google used to work.
Well, you know, you want to make something, you go onto Google and you type sweet and sour chicken, and it's sort of not that far from that TV ad that they have of Google where you might get a sweet and sour chicken recipe somewhere in there, but you're also going to get all sorts of unrelated things that have the terms sweet and sour in them.
It's not only hard to find recipes, there's also the problem of finding a good one.
You know, it's sort of akin in some ways to the Yelp problem. You know, yes, 150 people may have said that you should get your haircut from this one hairstylist, but
they could be 150 really bad-looking people.
Exactly. Yeah. Who are these people? You know what I mean? And it's the same problem here. And so I'm really hoping that Google figures out a way to readily make the source of a recipe apparent.
Check out Google's new recipe search function and let us know what you think on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Stephen Smith, in for John Moe. This is Marketplace Tech Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.